We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Chicago Bears select DB from Washington, Kyler Gordon.
The Chicago Bears select Jaquan Brisker.
The Chicago Bears select Velus Jones.
Those three picks that we had, which just gave us a lot more ammunition to bring in more players to compete and make this roster more competitive. And I truly believe that when you increase the amount of competition, you get the best out of everybody.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a lot of fun to get to the rookie minicamp. Always a joy to hear the new players coming into the team, and very significant to have the new general manager being the guy that selects them. And we are delighted to welcome into the program the man himself. It is Ryan Poles. He is the general manager of the Chicago Bears, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ryan.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
So is this day more important to you than most days, just because this is the class and they're on the field and you're going to get a chance to, you know, no one's hitting each other, but my God, you're going to see some athletes, right?
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning. you know, players you worked hard on and your staff worked hard on, you finally get to see them, you know, with a Bears helmet on and move around, and it's always an exciting day.
So, Ryan, let's address the draft class, because I think a lot of people wondering. You talked about this right after the weekend ended last week, but it bears repeating. How do you respond to people who see you taking two defensive backs in the second round, guys who you could project potentially as day one starters, as we have referred to them, and they say, okay, that's great, but, boy, you look at your offense, you've got a young quarterback, and you didn't do enough to surround him with either weapons or an offensive line to protect him?
Yeah, I mentioned this in the press conference after the draft. I would have done harm to this team if I just went with need and I didn't put the best players available on this team. And I'm excited about Kyler and Jaquan right off the bat there. Those are guys that we had really good grades on and we stuck with the board. So, you know, we're going to get this team better and this roster better, but we have to do it the right way. And that's taking what's best available, and we keep moving. And as I mentioned before, we're gonna keep firing away. We got some really good offensive players as well in the draft. You know, great talent comes from all. I mean, there's great guys and Hall of Famers that were undrafted. You know, there's right. Star players in the league that went mid rounds. So I'm excited about all these guys. I think what anyone can take away is that we're gonna continue to add good football players, and that's gonna improve our football team.
And Ryan, you know, I don't know if you saw, there was a story in The Athletic that apparently they went through the depth charts of submitted from all the beat writers, and they have 10 projected offensive line starters. That's not counting Larry Borum, but 10, only 10 out of 160 players on offensive lines around the league that were actually drafted in rounds 5 through 7. And so we were talking about that because you obviously picked up 4 guys in that area. And it, you know, yep. It's a little different with you because maybe there's yep. an opening, because maybe you're changing kind of the style, the way that you're looking for players. And yep. and also, obviously, you got a pretty good sense of what an offensive lineman is. So how do you balance that recognition of those numbers with the guys you take?
Yeah, you know, for how we brought these players in and where they came from and their backgrounds, you know, we're looking for specific traits and makeup. Right. Are some going to take a little bit longer than others? Yes. But the main goal here was just to continue to increase the competition up front. And we feel like these guys that we brought in do that. And we're just going to slowly get better every single year, every season, and we'll get this thing improved. So we're heading in the right direction.
At this stage of the offseason, Ryan, when you look around, I just wonder, are you done yet? There are free agent wide receivers out there. There are offensive tackles out there. And I'm curious that after things fell apart with Larry Ogunjobi, has that door closed entirely with him?
Yeah, we're never done. I mentioned this before, like, our front office is going to be relentless with adding talent. So it doesn't matter the time of year, where it comes from. We're always going to be searching to get better. If that's via trade, if that's through the draft, free agency, post-draft, cut down, we're going to keep firing away and just add good players to this roster. So I'm not going to rule anything out.
When you look at your offensive line, we've talked a lot about the right guard position, and I know Sam Mustipher was lined up there. These are placeholder type things. Is there a possibility that Lucas Patrick could end up playing the right guard position if you don't like what you have, or do you feel comfortable that you'll be able to keep him at the center position?
Yeah, I really like him at center, but that's where coaching and personnel kind of come together. You know, I think we're in the same philosophy that we're going to put the best five out there. So if that means the best five means he's at right guard, then that's what it will be. I would love him to stay at center, but at the same time, you know, it's not about one individual. It's about the whole group. So the best five are going to be rolled out there when it's time to go during the season, and we'll roll that way.
No matter what you call it, Ryan, I think you look at what you're doing and you're starting over in many respects, and I think you're creating and establishing a culture. And last night I thought it was interesting that you had Charles Tillman address the rookies, and obviously he can speak to the Bears tradition, and you want to introduce your culture. How would you describe what that is you want, what message you want to send these young players as they arrive at Hallis Hall for the first time?
Yeah, the big message is compete. It's compete to help us achieve our goal, and that's to be a championship-level organization. The cool thing with Pina coming in and talking to our group is he shared that message in terms of, one, how special Chicago is, two, the history of this organization and what it takes to be excellent. And our guys that were here, the rookies, they ate it up. So I love the fact that was kind of the starting point. That was how they came out of the gates, was to get a message from a player like Pina Tillman.
You know, it's fascinating. I know I'm hammering the offensive line, but I can't get past it because you've talked about upgrades on the offensive line. You've talked about being a priority there. And by all accounts, that's one of the things you talked to George about before you were hired. So I'm just curious, has any of the guys currently on the roster kind of surprised you in terms of what you're looking for in the scheme, that maybe they can be better than you imagined? And is that something you'll be looking for in this camp, somebody to surprise you in terms of the way they fit into the scheme?
Yeah, first of all, they're working hard. They're improving. They're taking coaching. So that's obviously a positive. And if you're an O-line guy like I am, which it sounds like you are, you know that we're not going to be able to tell much about these offensive linemen until we put pads on. So I love the work that they're putting in. They're doing everything right. They're adapting to the new scheme. They're changing, you know, their bodies, everything that they're supposed to. They're competing. So, but listen, we all know up front when the pads come on, that's when we really see what's going on.
You know, Ryan, I think when it comes to Justin Fields, everything is about the quarterback. Some people are fixated on that. Others are just focused on his development. Is such an important part of what happens next year and in the years to come. I would not say that as an observation you've been effusive in your praise necessarily. I think you've been very honest in your evaluation and pretty positive in your projections. But how would you describe the level of belief that you have or the organization has in Justin Fields and his development as a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, my level of belief is sky high. And the one thing that you can tell, the way this guy's moving around the building right now, is he is locked on, he is focused, and he wants to be great. He's a first in, last out type guy. Not even type guy, he is that guy. And he's pulling this team together. And you can tell the fact he has on other people. I mean, all these guys, they're showing up, they're going to work, they're doing extra with him. He's locked in with Luke. It's really cool to see. His presence is showing up, and he's starting to take over. And obviously, we got to get to camp, and we got to get to preseason games, and there's a long journey here, and there will be some ups and downs, especially with a new system that he's got to get through, and I know he's cleaning up some techniques. So it's not all not going to be perfect, but it's coming, and my belief is sky high with him.
You know, I guess, Ryan, as we look at the job that you've done, you know, there's a lot of taking care of the salary cap that has had to happen, and you've done a really good job of kind of trying to clean that up a little, and you're going to take some lumps and then hopefully be able to come back next year in a more aggressive fashion in terms of free agency. But when we look at the roster, there's one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is just the age of some of the players versus I'm talking about the post-30 guys versus that, you know, you're always looking for that 25 to 28-year-old. It seems to be the age for football players, NFL players. Are you done with the idea of maybe turning some of the older players into assets? Is that still a possibility? You got a lot of, I don't want to single anyone out, but Robert Quinn was a guy that supposedly had drawn phone calls before the draft. Obviously, he had a great year last year. Does he fit with the profile of what you're looking for from an age standpoint?
Yeah. Well, the one thing you get with Robert is, you know, when you watch that tape, is he embodies everything that Coach Eberflus wants in terms of rushing the passer, the effort, the motor, tenacity. So right now he's a part of the plans. I'm excited about Robert. In terms of moves and all that, you know, this league's crazy. You know, I can't rule anything out and give absolutes, but I want him on the team. And, we'll see how everything happens as we move forward, but I'm excited about
him. Ryan, you look at Roquan Smith. I wonder if you could share with us, do you know yet what his best spot is in that defense where the weak side linebacker can be such an impactful player, or is he more comfortable in the middle? And then when you look at long-term, how would you describe the tenor of negotiations or at least conversations about making him a Bear for a very long time?
Yeah, I don't think we've had enough practices to really figure out the Mike, the Will, and I'm really going to lean on Matt and his crew with that and put him in the best position to succeed. In terms of the contracts, you know, I really don't want to get into contracts. I know that we're really excited about Roquan. He's a difference maker on this team. I'm pumped about him, especially in this defense. So we'll just take that one step at a time. And, you know, if something happens, it happens. But right now we're just evaluating, and he's working his butt off too. So we're excited about him.
We were joking earlier that you kind of did the loaves and the fish thing with the draft picks on the third day. I mean, you managed to get 11 picks out of six. Pretty extraordinary.
You multiplied.
You did. Is part of that thinking, Ryan, the idea that there was the COVID year, there was the extra year. You have more, maybe a deeper draft class. So some of those guys on the bottom of the draft, some of the guys that fell into undrafted free agency, maybe it was a richer, deeper class than we've seen before because of the extra year.
Yeah, that had something to do with it. Definitely identified that piece. The board looked very different in that area this year than it did last year. The other thinking too is just with limited picks, I knew that there's a lot of work to be done, and I'd rather bring in as many players from this draft, you know, that can help us as possible. So obviously I knew if we increased that number, our opportunities to have guys come in here and make our team and provide depth and make plays, I was going to increase as well. So I was happy that how that worked out.
Ryan, I saw you at the Hawks game, seen you throwing out first pitches around town, Cubs and Sox. And so what has been the most fun
pitch.
About?
Yeah. Way too high. I was trying to stay out of the dirt. You got to stay out of the dirt. You can't hit the backstop. And I almost got the backstop, but I was bailed out.
How much fun has it been just making the rounds? And what do you like most about Chicago so far?
I love this city. And, you know, I'm stoked about this summer. I want to explore. And, you know, was talking with the family. We wanted to take the city in. And, I think there's just so much to do. You got to love the sports. You got to love, you know, one of these days the sun's going to come out and it's going to warm up. And I know there's just going to be, you know, everyone's going to be out and happy. So I'm excited just to explore the city and do different things.
Great stuff. Hey, Ryan, thanks a ton for jumping on. We appreciate all the insight, and we're really looking forward to the season.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks. Hey, who do you got for the Derby?
We went through it several times. I think I'm going to settle on a Mo Donegal, Mo Donegal, I guess they're calling it. To me, it's more Donegal because it's from Ireland, and I have friends there. I love that horse.
I'm thinking Epicenter.
Yeah.
But we disagree.
We disagree. I like a horse.
How do you go against Tis the Bomb?
Yeah, that's another one. It's a great horse. Is that who you're taking?
No, I just go with the names that are cool.
Let's hope you didn't draft that way.
Yeah. Dude, that's wow. Good problem.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
God
Take
bless.
Care.
Cheers.
All right, have a good one.
That is Ryan Poles. I love it. He's going with Tis the Bomb. Put that one down.
That's
Justin.
A long shot.
Add that one.
That's a long shot, yeah. Molly. I'm looking at my sheet
it's an
here.
Irish horse, isn't it?
Tis the Bomb, 30-1.
Didn't Joe O also say Tis
yeah,
the Bomb?
I think Ryan might be cashing.
You know what I like about him? He gets it.
Who gets it?
Mr. Poles.
Oh, you enjoyed the conversation?
I enjoyed that interview.
Yeah,
he gets
I did too. He's
yeah,
man.
I do too. I think I like when he talks about football guys. He's a football guy talking about football guys. He seems like he can have a conversation. Now, the only thing about that interview that gave me a little pause was that he just took a 30-1 horse.
A scratcher.
Well, that's it.
What What does that say about Kyler Gordon?
No. I think Kyler Gordon is a favorite.
I
right?
kid,
that's
I
a guy.
Kid.
That's
all
a,
right.
That's
all
an
right.
underlay. But we're like, talking about the overlay.
He likes
that's
the long shot.
Yeah, that's late. That's late.
I also like the fact that you
he
heard it
the
in, his, voice. And we heard it last week. He's an emotional guy.
I do too. I like
he understands where he's at in the gravity of his job, and yet he's still having fun with it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.